Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. It's the deadliest traffic incident in Humboldt County in 12 years after four people died in a single vehicle collision on Highway 36 on Sunday evening. The driver of a Dodge Dakota pickup truck was headed westbound just east of Fisher Road when the truck veered from the roadway and slammed into a tree. There were eight people in the truck at the time of the crash, and four of those occupants were pronounced dead at the scene, including the driver, a male, and three females. The other four passengers, including those riding in the bed of the truck, were taken to the hospital for treatment of major injuries. Two dogs were also in the truck, and one suffered major injuries as well. DUI is considered a factor in the crash, and the names of the deceased and injured have not been released. Multiple agencies assisted the CHP at the scene. Eureka police arrested 42-year-old Kevin Patrick Sampson in the early morning hours on Monday after receiving a call reporting a burglary. The victim told police she'd been awakened at around 2:30 after she heard noise in her kitchen at her residence on Sunny Street in Eureka. The woman said she found Sampson in her kitchen and that he was armed with a knife. She then confronted him, he charged at her, and she retreated to her bedroom and called 911. 30 minutes later, police responded to a second call, this time from a residence on S Street, and the caller reported that a burglar was inside their vehicle, which was parked in the garage. When officers reached the scene, they found the victim's garage door open, but the suspect had fled. Officers, including a canine unit, searched the area and located Sampson hiding in some nearby bushes. He was found with items stolen from the second victim's residence, as well as a knife, and he was arrested and booked into the county jail. And Eureka police arrest a man who tried to throw a gun away. Details from Dan Squire.
Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Pia Chang on Friday while out searching for another felony warrant suspect near West Everding Street in Eureka. Chang was spotted by officers while in the company of a female, and when officers approached him, he fled the scene on foot and was seen by officers throwing a firearm into the backyard of a residence on Prospect Street. Officers caught up with Chang and took him into custody, and in addition to the handgun, Chang was found in possession of methamphetamine. Chang, a convicted felon, was booked into county jail on several charges.
On August 23rd, the body of 56-year-old Mark Stanley Hubbard, a man who has recently arrived in Humboldt County, was found about a mile off the coast of Shelter Cove. The coroner's office has determined that Hubbard, an experienced sailor, died as a result of drowning, although the manner of death is unknown. Hubbard arrived in Eureka in late July after spending several months in Texas, and he was a heavy smoker. 5'5", 125 pounds, who was skilled in laying tile and refurbishing boats, and it's possible he sought work in those areas. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Every fire call could be a matter of life and death, according to Humboldt Fire District 1 Chief Ken Woods, but the chief said 10% of their calls are to the same problem locations, and that, he said, cost taxpayers $1 million a year. Appearing on Talk Shop, Chief Woods said 1 in 10 calls each year is to an area in the district where fires are frequent.
You know, on some of the calls, the less urgent calls, and when you're going to a location that you've been there a number of times for the same thing, you've offered to solve the problem for an individual or group of individuals, and it just keeps occurring, whether it be, you know, fires behind the mall type thing. Those are frustrating, absolutely. And you want to be spending your resources and your time on the real emergency calls.
Chief Wood said it's important for people to understand what firefighters do and how fighting fires in the same locations drains the energy and resources of the fire department. Chief Wood said it's important to educate people on how the fire department functions and how repeat calls to problem areas hurt everybody. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.